it's there's nothing. I'm sure they're not going to do anything. I trust them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be working for them. But I don't think they're not.
By 1980, when this comes out, I'll forget what I've said.
Yeah. Well, I think the first time, you know, when they get it finished, they'll probably come out in a micro card, the first one, because that's the quickest way they can get it out. And then maybe later they'll publish it in a book. But, you know, the micro, you know, because there's so much of it.
Yeah.
The volume, you know, they got a whole wall full of transcriptions now. Almost in a library. But then they'll narrow that all down into microcard. It'll be out of it. Okay. Okay, now, where was it? It's eating utensils. What do you eat with?
Fork, knife, spoon.
Okay. And did you ever know the water supply here? Was there ever a well out?
Well, we had a cistern, and it went dry, so the county said, you know, anybody who wanted their old cisterns knocked in, you know, they'd do it and fill it up for you free. So ours was knocked in. Now, we did, when my sister was little, we had a guy come, and he dug a hole about, I don't know, about 6 inches across, something like that, and we put a metal pipe down. He went down about 20 feet, and we got water that way. That's because we went and bought a pool that held 2,200 gallons of water, you know, when she was little. And all, and we've got a well now that's been covered over since I was a little girl with cement. And as soon as we can afford it, we're going to take and get a man to come up, open it up, clean all the veins out, and fix the pump for the water that way. Because that water, most of that water around here is good. You could at least, you could connect it up to your washing machine, your washer. You could connect it up to your bathroom, into the kitchen, so that really the only water you could use from the, you only have to use from the city is for your drinking if you want to. And a lot of the well water is in better condition than what the city water is.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So well, 'cause they come around and test it for you, you know? But I tell you the truth, the only water that we drink now in our house at home is we have an ice maker, and that thing makes the ice. So we're forever either drinking soda or juice or tea, something like that.
Well, I was just wondering, did you have a well when you were a little girl?
We had it, but I don't remember us using it.
Do you know how they used to get water out of it? How they used to?
A pump.
Oh, they had a pump? A hand pump?
Yeah, because we're in our cemetery lot, we have a old-fashioned pump. That all we had to do, right now, our plot in the cemetery has water in it. All we have to do is go and get someone to re-drill the hole, you know, and put a pump on it that worked, and it would have the water for the cemetery. But that cemetery, very few areas of that grows anything. You have to be satisfied with the sand.
Yeah.
And weeds will grow up, that's about it.
Well, has anybody in Key West ever tried to have to grow anything, like, you know, to eat?
We did. My mother did, now in the olden days they did it. They grew things.
Like what?
I don't know what they grew. I mean, they grew things. Like this down this next block, this guy has corn growing.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got papayas growing. And a lot of people in the old days had banana trees. We had a red, you know, we call them, what do they call them? Cuban bananas, and there's another name for them too, but I can't think of them. They're shorter than the banana that, you know, Chiquita banana, they're shorter than that. And half the time, they're a little bit, maybe a little bit fatter. But I can't think of the other name for them. We call them Cuban bananas.
You say he's growing corn. Do you know what kind of corn he's growing?
I have no idea. I just know the corn stalks out in the back.
Okay. And do you say that you used to, what do you call a place where you grow?